You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 11th of March 2022 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. I wasn't here last week, but you did have my co-host with you last week and I'm very grateful to him for standing in for me, and he is here this week with me, and I know you've all been looking forward to hearing what he has to say. It is, of course, Grandpa Dan all the way from Texas. Grandpa, good day, sir. Thank you very much for filling in for me last week, and how the devil are you?
All right, but they barely got me this week. I wound up with computer issues at the last minute, but thankfully, yeah, we are able to get together and play another round of Keeping Up with the Clown World, because it is hard to keep up. We've gone from stretching the definition of hate speech to, you know, utter ridiculous, to now apparently it's selectively open season with the hate speech.
Well, it's particularly sinister, this news story, I think, that we have. Meta's social media platforms, including Facebook and Instagram, have eased their hate speech policies to permit calls for the death of some Russians. And that's not really honest there, because they're allowing calls for the death of all Russians, basically. They're just saying you're not allowed to specify a particular Russian, unless, of course, it's Vladimir Putin. And you're not allowed to specifically plan the murder of Russians, but you are now allowed to call for the death of Russians. You're allowed to call for violence on there. And I thought it was illegal to incite hate. I mean, it is in Britain. It's illegal to incite hate. I know over there in America, it's illegal to incite violence. But surely that's what this is, if you're allowed to call for violence and death against Russians. I mean, where does this stand legally over there in America, Grandpa? Do you know?
Well, like I said, it's hard to keep up with the clown world. I was sitting here as you just read that opening paragraph, trying to wrap my mind around it and to think back of being banned from essentially every form of social media. And I think it's safe to say, I mean, we all pretty much know that all these social media companies communicate and coordinate with one another. So if Facebook's doing this, you know that Twitter and all the rest of them are going to do the same thing. And I was sitting here thinking back to the days of being banned from all social media, and I never once, you know, called for killing anybody or death to anybody. And yet I was accused of the hate speeches, as pretty much any nationalist has been. And we've been banned because, you know, things like pointing out, you know, disagreeing with government policies and whatnot. And now we have this essentially a selective complete U-turn here. And they're okaying calling for killing people. If nothing else, I think this story really just re-emphasizes the point that the mask is off, not just the COVID mask, because we've forgotten about it. We don't mind that mask being off, but the mask of, oh, this is about tolerance. Oh, this is about, we, you know, we want everybody to get along and be, we want to say, what do they always say? We want to promote having a safe community for everybody, but we're going to have a safe community while calling for the death of certain people, for the killings of certain people. The mask is truly off, Sven.
Well, I guess it's pretty similar to expecting the Germans not to fight for Germany and prosecuting them for daring to defend their country after the Second World War. It seems to be the same thing here. They're expecting Russians themselves to be calling for the death of Russians, I should imagine. Meta has confirmed that hate speech calling for violence is now permissible on Facebook and Instagram, as long as the targets are Russian and the topic of conversation relates to Moscow's military offensive in Ukraine. Oh, well that's okay then. Just because Facebook happens to disagree with Moscow's response to Ukraine's constant provocations, it's now okay to call for violence. So I guess in America, it's you're not allowed to incite violence against anyone specifically. Like you're not allowed to plan to attack somebody or anything like that, but based on ethnicity or religion. Over here in Britain, you're not allowed to incite hate. So, and that's a very nebulous term, hate. I mean, it's supposed to be something that could lead to violence. So it's even more of a prescription on views than there is in America. But to actually say that it is okay to call for people to be killed, I think that I think that contravenes UK law against incitement to hate. I mean, if you're saying we should be going out there and killing somebody, and that is basically showing that you must hate that person to the extent that you wish for them to be dead. And I can imagine that if you've lost a family or somebody close to you, and you are Ukrainian, then you might wish this. But surely it shouldn't be encouraged to be wishing death and violence upon people. And this is, as you say, Grandpa, I should imagine they're doing the same on YouTube, doing the same on Twitter. And it is a complete about face. It really just shows what hypocrites these people are. They're not all about promoting a safe environment. They're just about shaping people's views, I think. That's what they're doing here. They are encouraging violence to be called for against the Russians, I think.
Well, and I think back to the times when I've heard you describe, you know, and explain the justification that were given, you know, for the hate crime, hate speech laws in Britain, you know, because it could cause somebody to go kill somebody. And yet, yeah, I don't see how this isn't a violation of that. But of course, I'm sure they'll just twist it around. I mean, just to really highlight how this is, because they're trying to say, oh, well, this is because of Moscow's military intervention and offensive in the Ukraine. So if that is true, which is not, but if it were, if that is truth, that's a true, like a principled justification, then let me ask this question. Should they not apply the same standard to Israel and Palestine? If you applied the same standard to Israel and Palestine, then it should be okay to go on Facebook and call for the killing of Israeli Jews because they're occupying Palestinian land or because of their latest bombing campaign in the Gaza Strip. You know, I mean, if you're actually holding to principle, well, no, they're not, but it's strictly a rhetorical question. But if you're actually, you know, comparing apples to apples, then that should be okay too. Of course, we know that is not going to be the case. Now they're trying to say, oh, well, you know, just unless it's Vladimir Putin, you can't call for the killing of specific people. But you know that's going to stretch. Oh, well, this guy's an oligarch that supports Putin, so you can call for the killing of them. Again, I don't know any really serious nationalists out there who have all, of course, been banned from social media that ever called for going out and killing people. I don't recall any serious nationalist ever doing that, and yet they've all been banned from social media for quote unquote hate speech that could lead to some sort of violence. And we've seen time and again, and honestly, we've been subjected to it, where they've done this mental gymnastics thing of twisting themselves into a pretzel to say, well, you could take this statement, and if somebody with an unstable mind read it, they could read that to be that you want them to go out and kill people. Now they're saying it's a-okay to literally call for the killing of people as long as it's Russians.
Well, they've already extended it to also include Viktor Lukashenko and Sergei Lavrov. And I think it really does contravene UK law. UK law says that you're not allowed to incite hate against people on the basis of their ethnicity. And that's exactly what this is, isn't it? It's inciting violence against people on the basis of their Russian ethnicity. The revised rules on violence and incitement will apply in certain countries. such as Ukraine and Poland, and will allow violent rhetoric against Russians and Russian soldiers. The policy change was first reported by Reuters on Thursday, citing internal emails from Meta Platforms, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram. Reuters' initial headline read, "Facebook and Instagram to temporarily allow calls for violence against Russians," although it was later changed to "Facebook temporarily allows posts on Ukraine war calling for violence against invading Russians or Putin's death," after Meta spokesman Andy Stone called the media outlet's take sensational. So they're saying here that it's okay to do this in Ukraine and Poland. Poland is part of the EU. I don't see how they're not going to be encouraging this throughout the rest of the European Union and possibly also Britain. I mean, over here in Britain, they're changing the law so that they can just seize people's assets. Apparently, they don't actually need any legal justification to do this. If somebody has anything to do with Russia, then they can now seize their assets. I read this morning that there is an orchestra that is no longer going to play Tchaikovsky because Tchaikovsky hasn't denounced Putin's invasion of Ukraine. What do you make of Meta's announcement here, Grandpa, about changing it? So they're just going to be doing this temporarily. What do you think of that?
Oh, yeah. And it's only going to be in these selective countries. And I'm going to selectively call bullshit on that because that's exactly what it is. Again, it just highlights, you know, like any of these things, such as peaceful protest. Like I said at the beginning of the show, the mask is off. I mean, before it was like peaceful protest is great. Well, we've seen peaceful protest for people that, you know, are against government policies and just totally be crushed, you know, violently suppressed. We saw that in Canada with the trucker protests. They're selectively for these things as long as it benefits the global, I guess you would say, the globalist agenda. I'm kind of at a loss because left and right really doesn't even apply anymore. The globalist agenda, if you protest against that, then peaceful protest goes out the window and they will crush you. You know, you can't call, you know, you can't complain about government policies or you'll be accused of hate speech and banned off the internet, investigated, possibly have your bank account seized, fired from your job and whatnot. And now we see that they're saying that, well, you can out and out now call for violence against people as long as it's Russian people. Now, what's to say that's going to be simply limited? Now they've opened the door. So if it's right now it's Russians, but who's it going to be next? If you say we have another warm summer this year and we wind up with BLM protests burning cities down and people are on the internet, you know, on Facebook and complaining about that, will those people be categorized as white supremacists? And then Facebook will say, well, it's okay to call for violence against those people because they're white supremacists. I mean, they've opened the door. Where's the end of it? Do we really think that it's just going to be limited to Russians in this case? Really, I think I hate to sound so cynical, but I think it's safe to say if you took Russians out of that and just put white people, that's where this is heading. And I'm not trying to be alarmist or over the top with that. But again, they've opened the door to this. Where does it stop?
Well, it seems to be that these values, these liberal democratic values that we're told are universal, they just get suspended against countries that the global oligarchy wish to subvert. I mean, this is why you have NATO supplying ISIS and supporting ISIS, who promote Islamic extremism, and they support ISIS in Syria. This is why in Ukraine you have them supporting the Azov Battalion, who are neo-Nazi, cartoon character neo-Nazis. And the same thing happens in Russia, where they back Navalny, who also has a neo-Nazi history. And all these things that we're told that the New World Order is against, they end up supporting whilst trying to subvert these other countries. And of course, at the same time, they're subverting our own countries by promoting transgenderism, homosexuality, multiculturalism, and all the rest. Well, getting back to this article here, as a result of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, we have temporarily made allowances for forms of political expression that would normally violate our rules, like violent speech such as "death to the Russian invaders," Stone said. But we still won't allow credible calls for violence against Russian civilians. he added. So it's now just political expression to be calling for somebody to be killed, for an entire ethnic group to be murdered. That's just a form of political expression. And they're saying that that's not actually a credible call for violence against Russian civilians. And yet we're told that just using folk taxonomy, just using common language to refer to different ethnicities, we're told that that is an incitement to hate that could lead to violence. So apparently that's a credible call for violence. It's a credible call for violence to use slang to refer to somebody non-white, but it is not a credible call for violence to be saying death to the Russian invaders when there are Ukrainian civilians being encouraged to fight against tanks with Molotov cocktails in Ukraine. I mean, they really do seem to me to be trying to cause as many civilian deaths as possible. Do you think it's a credible call for violence, Grandpa, to be saying death to the Russian invaders in Ukraine?
No, it's an out-and-out call for violence against Russians everywhere. I mean, this isn't going to be, I mean, who are Russian invaders? We've already seen Russian embassies vandalized. There was a restaurant in Washington, D.C. called like the Russia House that isn't even owned by Russians. But since it has Russia in the name, it was vandalized. No, they're going to say Russian invaders. That means Russian people, anything that can be perceived. And of course, we've got Western society is coming apart at the seams anyway, and people are all twisted up and angry. And honestly, there's a lot of mentally unstable people. A lot of this is due to the COVID nonsense we've been subjected to for the past couple of years. This is a literal incitement to violence. Man, can you imagine if you or I still had social media and we were on here calling for literally saying death to whatever ethnic group? I mean, we would be sitting in jail right now. Now, this is a policy by Facebook. We know, as you said, this is a blatant, I'm not familiar with British law, but I don't, from what you've explained to it, I don't see how this is not a violation of British law. And yet I would be willing to bet money, what little money I've got, which isn't very much, I'd be willing to bet money that it'll either be ignored or they'll twist things around to say that somehow this doesn't apply. This doesn't fall under British law. I think it's ridiculous. And to say that, oh, well, it's only for people in Ukraine and Poland. Look, lots of people use VPNs. How are you going to know whether those people are in Ukraine or Poland? It's going to be allowed. They openly now have a policy that you can literally call for the death of people. And again, Russian invaders. Well, nobody's going to be able to go over there and, you know, like take on soldiers. But what they're going to do is if you have a Russian community in a town in Europe or anywhere else, you're inciting people to go in there and attack these people. Oh, well, you're part of the Russian invaders. Like I said, we've already seen attacks on the Russian embassy, on a restaurant that just has Russia in the name. I don't see how you twist this to not be some sort of incitement. And again, they have accused nationalists for years of inciting hate, inciting violence. No, and they've had to twist themselves in knots to take these words that obviously are not that and try to frame them that, yes, somehow it is. Well, now it's an open policy of Facebook that it's A-okay as long as it's against Russians.
Well, it's also been open policy of the police to go around arresting people for things that they say on Facebook. And I guess, I know for certain we won't actually see any prosecutions over this. And as Facebook say, it's just legitimate political expression. I'm sure we will also get people that see this and think, well, it's okay to say death to some other ethnic group. And then, of course, the hammer will come down on them. Well, the platforms will reportedly refrain from censoring posts that call for the death of Russian President Vladimir Putin or Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, according to Reuters, citing emails sent to content moderators. One message allegedly advised the moderators that they should allow calls for the assassination of Putin or Lukashenko as long as the posts don't mention other targets. I don't know what Lukashenko is doing in there. I mean, did they just add him in there just for fun, just because they don't like him? I mean, what's he got to do with Russia moving into Ukraine? I don't think he's got anything to do with it. In fact, he's actually hosting peace talks. I mean, they just put him in there because they don't like him, I think. They just thought, well, we'll just tack Lukashenko on there as well and encourage people to call for his death. What do you think of their inserting of President Lukashenko here as well, Grandpa?
No, you hit the nail on the head. Belarus hasn't invaded anybody. I mean, they've just happened to be have the nerve, to be friendly with Russia. But this falls in line with people being fired from their jobs for not denouncing Russia that live in other countries that happen to be ethnic Russians. I mean, we've seen what the opera singer or whatever. And it's like, oh, well, you've got to, denounce your own country. Otherwise, you're fired. Now, this is also dehumanization. Oh, it's okay to call for killing of Putin or Lukashenko. This is dehumanization. These are actual people. And they're saying it's okay to say, well, they should be killed. It's dehumanization. Now, here's the thing. People on Facebook are not going to be able to go assassinate Vladimir Putin. They do not have the ability to do that. But now you're dehumanizing them. You're saying, well, they're not real people, so it's okay to call for their killing. Now, with people not being able to follow through with that, and again, you're going to get into mentally unstable people. Well, what are they going to do? Well, they're going to target people that they can actually get to. If they happen to, like I say, if a city has a, Russian community, a known Russian community in it, well, the people being prodded on by this, are going to, well, I can't go kill Putin, but I can get the Russian invaders. There's some down the street in this Russian community. I'll go get some of them and I'll be on the side of righteousness. I mean, like I say, we have a whole lot. Our societies in the West are coming apart as it is. We have a lot of people that are mentally unhinged and not stable anymore because of all of the chaos that has been inflicted on our societies. I don't think it's a stretch of the imagination here. I mean, they're basically, we've got college professors that say all Russian college students should be expelled from their classes because Putin. I mean, they didn't have anything to do with it. So to dehumanize Vladimir Putin and Lukashenko and say, well, it's okay to say those people can die. They know what they're doing. I mean, this is essentially people aren't going to be able to get to them, but they can get to ordinary Russians.
Well, we're constantly being told that holding an entire group responsible for an individual's behavior is completely wrong and completely off limits, and we shouldn't be doing that. And yet that is exactly what they seem to be doing here. They're holding the entire Russian ethnicity responsible for the behavior of the Russian government. One of the emails cited by Reuters purported to clarify that it would also be permissible to target Russians in general, where it's clear that the context is the Russian invasion of Ukraine. So you can just say, well, this is because I don't like the Russians in Ukraine, so therefore I can then target all Russians in general. The hate speech against prisoners of war is still off limits, however, the email allegedly said. Well, I guess that's okay then. They're not calling for prisoners to be executed yet, but it's okay just to call for all Russians in general to be executed. I mean, this is really sick, isn't it? This here, oh, it's okay because they haven't said we can kill prisoners of war yet. I mean, what do you think of that little bit they tacked on there, Grandpa?
Yeah, it's just a little bit of face saving. Aren't there some of these militias in Ukraine that have already said they're not going to take Russian prisoners? They're just going to execute them. So, I mean, this is just like a little fig leaf. They're trying to hang off the end of it like they're not going completely overboard. And I think it's just absurd that they're saying it has to be in the context of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Well, how do you fire somebody living in Germany that has nothing to do with it just because they're ethnically Russian because of the Russian invasion? So to say that, oh, well, it has to be in this context, I think that's utterly absurd. And we know it's not going to be applied that way.
Well, it just shows us how thin the veneer of civilization is, isn't it? I mean, we're not used to war, but basically there is an outbreak of war, it's like all the niceties, all those little trappings of civilization and free speech and democracy, they all just go out the window. Well, other countries where commentators were given the green light to encourage violence against Russians reportedly included Latvia, Lithuania, Slovakia, Hungary, and Romania. And what a surprise, each one of those countries has a sizable Russian population, as you were just pointing out there, Grandpa. The revised rules also apply in Russia. So in Russia, you can call for death to your own people, although Facebook is now banned in the country, and it should have been banned there years ago. That would have prevented a lot of these uprisings that have been taking place and that Navalny has been encouraging, and the potential for a color revolution. And Facebook and Twitter are so subversive And I am surprised that Russia hasn't actually banned them before now. The social network late last month blocked Russian media outlets for users in Europe, prompting Moscow to cut off access to the platform in Russia. And I do believe they've actually cut off the BBC. I mean, why would they be cutting out Russian media outlets? Well, the reason for that is that because they don't want people to hear the other side of the story. They want people to just believe this nonsense that we're being told, that Putin is a madman just invading Ukraine because he wants to take over the whole of Europe and build another Soviet Union. They don't want people to think back to all these efforts at diplomacy that have been going on since Christmas to try and solve the situation here. But it does appear exactly as you're saying, Grandpa. I mean, Latvia, Lithuania, Slovakia, Hungary and Romania all have sizable Russian populations. What else is the reason for them giving the green light to encourage against Russians in those countries, other than the fact that they have sizable Russian populations? Can you think of any other reason, Grandpa?
No, because, I mean, how is allowing people to call for the death of Russians going to somehow thwart the Russian military operation in the Ukraine? I mean, how does that stop that? So, well, it doesn't. So what's the point of allowing it? I mean, I don't see any other way around it. That is the point. They are literally calling for violence. And before people sit here and say, "Oh, well, y'all are reading too much into this. Y'all are trying to make a mountain out of a molehill, so to speak." I mean, let's look at history. And with the outbreak of World War II, Japanese Americans were thrown into camps and lost all of their property. That part always gets left out. They owned houses. They owned businesses. Well, they just weren't theirs anymore. They didn't belong to them anymore. They all got thrown into camps and lost all of their property. And they didn't have anything to do with the Japanese bombing Pearl Harbor. This is where these things lead. I mean, we have history to guide us. And again, this justification, well, it's political expression because of the Russian military movement, the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Well, that isn't going to do anything to stop the Russian invasion. What are the Russians that are the military, Russian military in Ukraine going to suddenly stop their advance because people are calling for their death on Facebook? They're soldiers. They're out there facing death every day. No. So who's it aimed at? It's not aimed at the Russian soldiers because, like I say, there's already people shooting at them. They're well aware that the other side is pretty much trying to make their death happen. So it doesn't have anything to do with Russian soldiers in the Ukraine. It doesn't affect that at all. So what does it affect? Russian communities, as you pointed out, in these countries and elsewhere. That is the target of this.
Doesn't say much for the stability of multiculturalism and globalism, does it? If you can buy a property in another country and you can just have all your property taken away from you and all your assets. Well, the latest relaxing of Meta's standards follows a report last month that Facebook allowed its users worldwide to praise Ukraine's Azov Battalion, a street militia with ties to neo-Nazism. Such commentary was previously banned under Facebook's policy on dangerous individuals and organizations, but the platform eased the rule to allow users to commend the group's efforts to defend Ukraine. And they use a lot of National Socialist symbols. They use swastikas. They have the black sun on their flag. They use various runes. They come out with real sort of cartoon character Hollywood Nazi things about death to the Untermensch and all of this. All the sort of stuff that Facebook bans, basically. But it's okay if you're supporting that. And it's the Azov Battalion that are doing it. I mean, I never thought I'd see the day when Facebook were encouraging black sun symbols on their website. But it seems they do if they are associated with killing people. And they won't allow it if it is associated with positive nationalism. What do you make of their policy on the Azov Battalion here, Grandpa?
Well, I mean, I would really refer a lot of it back to the show I did, I believe, a week ago on this very topic. I mean, they're not national. You know, it's this definition of term Nazi. What does that even mean? There's, you know, well, if you're going to use what it should mean, which would be national socialism, there's nothing national socialist about Ukraine. There's nothing national socialist about this Azov Battalion or any of the rest of these militia groups. I mean, just because they pose with a swastika flag once in a while does not make them national socialist. I mean, they're what they're doing. I mean, when the they're not like the rebirth of the Waffen-SS. I mean, when the Waffen-SS was retreating, civilians followed them for protection. These people are shooting civilians and threatening civilians if they try to escape the war zone. There's nothing National Socialist about this group except for a few optics they throw up and wave around, and yet people seem to get confused about that. And again, though, I mean, if a regular person in the West still manages to have a Facebook account and puts up a swastika, I'm pretty sure they're going to be quickly banned. But I guess if they put up a picture of these guys waving a swastika flag behind them, is that going to be allowed since it's okay for these people? With just the whole thing, this entire clown world continues to just be turned upside down.
Yeah, this Azov battalion, they're using civilians as human shields. And I did notice something today on the BBC. They were talking about refugees, and they were saying like 1.5 million refugees have gone to Poland and 1.1 million refugees have gone to Russia. And they sort of didn't mention the 1.1 million that have gone to Russia. And of course, the problem with trying to go to Russia as a refugee is when they open up these humanitarian corridors is that the Azov battalion will then fire at you and then claim that these humanitarian corridors aren't working because the ceasefire's been broken. But it is interesting that Russia has taken almost as many refugees as Poland. And you know that they're not including the refugees that were going into Russia from the Donbass region from the Ukraine attacks there. So that does sort of tend to show that there is still a fair amount of support for Russia within Ukraine, despite what is going on there. Facebook ranks as the world's largest social media platform with about 2.9 billion users, while Instagram is number four at nearly 1.5 billion. I mean, that is a lot of control that Zuckerberg has over people's thoughts and ideas. The decision to declare open season on hate speech against Russians comes amidst a surge in anti-Russian discrimination and attacks around the world. A Russian Orthodox church in Calgary was splashed by vandals with red paint. And the Calgary Police Service is investigating multiple reports of online harassment on a social media platform targeting members of the Russian Calgarian community. In the past 48 hours, we have received multiple reports from citizens about what is believed to be hate speech and harassment targeting Russian Calgarians on a social media platform, police said in a release. Police also released surveillance photos of a suspect connected to vandalism of a Russian Orthodox church where someone scaled a fence and threw red paint on the front doors. So there are all sorts of violence that is going on against Russian properties, and I'm sure it is not going to be long now until there is actual violence against the Russian people. Patrol officers and the hate crimes and extremism team are investigating. Well, why are they not investigating Facebook for encouraging this? Surely this is the direct result of this this encouragement that is going on Facebook. You mentioned this attack before, I think, Grandpa. What are your thoughts on this attack on the Russian Orthodox Church?
I mean, Facebook's encouraging this, and I don't even think hate speech really defines it, because, again, most of the time when they talk about hate speech, it's like, well, you're saying things that could cause somebody to hate, and that hatred could then motivate them to go do a violence. I mean, they're saying they're going to openly allow for literally calling for people to be killed. That goes beyond just simple hate speech. One thing I wanted to point out real quick and to kind of go back to, you were talking about the refugee situation and these Ukrainian civilians trying to get out of these cities and not being allowed to do so. I did read a story before we sat down to do the show today, Sven, that Russia said that has come out and said that they've had enough with trying to deal with Ukraine on this because of the way these militias are behaving. And Russia's saying that in these cities, they're going to go in now and establish corridors themselves. And so, because apparently up to this point, they've been trying to work with the Ukrainians. Okay, this will be the corridor. Y'all don't fire, we don't fire. But of course, the Ukrainians these militia groups just either don't allow the people to leave or they shoot the people and then claim that Russia broke the ceasefire. So now Russia is saying they're not going to do that anymore. They're done working, trying to work with the Ukrainian side. They're simply going to move their military in, establish a corridor to protect these people so that they have a way to get out. And I think that's good news. You get into people on this subject, and like, you know, we've talked about how Russia's been more than justified in this military action. They've been over backwards diplomatically for years trying to resolve this issue. But that doesn't have to mean that you hate Ukrainians. I mean, they're basically, I mean, they're kinfolk with the Russians. I mean, they're ethnic kinfolk. It doesn't mean you have to hate Ukrainians. I've my position on this from the start is I'm always anti-war because it's always the regular people that suffer for it. I think that's good news for the Ukrainians. I don't want to see Ukrainians dying. I think that's a horrible thing. I hope Russia can establish these corridors and just basically force open a wedge so that the people can then get out of there. Yeah, I mean, of course, like I say, we're going beyond hate speech with this, man. This is literally calling for people to be killed, not just, oh, I don't like those people. It's literally saying it's okay to come out and post up that you want them dead. That's I think that's a whole other territory.
Well, I think one of the problems with these humanitarian corridors is that, like Dr. Johnson says, there's no longer a chain of command. You know, how are the Ukrainian officials going to get their messages to these militias? The militias are just going to be doing what they want to do. They're just going to be shooting people. And the sooner this is over, the better it is for everyone. And yet Zelensky just seems intent on prolonging it as long as possible, handing out weapons to everyone, not letting anybody under the age of 60 actually leave Ukraine, essentially turning the whole country into an irregular militia and turning them all into targets for the Russian army. I mean, really, you should have just given up straight away. That would have saved the maximum number of lives, I think. Getting back to this article here, vandals also attacked the Russia House restaurant in Washington, located a little more than just 1 mile from the White House, and causing $20,000 worth of damage. Even though the owner is not actually Russian. Meanwhile, a Russia House in Austin, Texas, not related to the DC Russia House, changed its name to House over the weekend. Public officials have appeared to stoke anti-Russian sentiment. US Representative Eric Salwell from California suggested that all Russian students at American universities should be kicked out of the country. Michael McFaul, who was the Obama-Biden administration's ambassador to Russia from 2012 to 2014, said on Twitter that all Russians are to blame for the attack on Ukraine, writing, "There are no more innocent or neutral Russians anymore." Russian athletes, Russian disabled athletes, and now even Russian cats have been banned from international competitions. And that is how ridiculous things have got now. They are even banning Russian cats from cat competitions. Grandpa, what are your final thoughts on all of this today?
My final thoughts are to repeat this person's statement. In the context of what we've been talking about, there are no more innocent or neutral Russians. There are no more innocent or neutral Russians anymore. Now, you put that in the context of what we've been talking about here, and it really it says it all, doesn't it? Now, you were talking just real quick of a final point. You were talking about how Zelensky's calling for these civilians to go out here. And again, I made this point on the show on this topic here last week. But the purpose of a military is to protect the citizens, is to protect the civilians. That's why you have a military. If the military can no longer do that, then you've lost and you surrender. You don't take the civilians, the citizens, and just throw them out there to die. Otherwise, what's the point of having a military in the first place? It's all very bad. It's all going to a very bad place. I don't know. You know, how are these ethnic Russians, if you're a Russian, say you're a Russian citizen and you came over here to go to university, how are you supposed to get back to Russia? They won't allow flights to Russia. So you're stuck here and you have this sort of hate being directed at them.
You know, the Russians have been warning about this Russophobia for years. I never thought it would actually metastasize into literal calls for violence against Russians and elected Democratic MPs saying that there are no more innocent neutral Russians anymore. I mean, it is just incredible the times that we are living in, incredible hypocrisy here. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I'll be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion. Talk Radio for the nationalist community.